Hello again. This is the old Good Morning Man, Kermit Edney, with program number 141 in a series of 260 programs dealing with the happenings and the people who made things happen over the past 50 years, the WHKP years since 1946. Following the same format of the Great Frank Fitzsimmons series, we simply call this Where Fitz Left Off. While today the county has about three times the population we had when WHKP signed on the air, there is no comparison of job opportunities then as compared to today. In 1946, perhaps seven of what we would call substantial manufacturing plants were located here in the county. And of the seven, five of them were textile plants. In addition, there was the Molin Drysdale plant, which manufactured brick, and Wing Paper Box Company, which made cardboard boxes, and that was later sold to Federal Paperboard Company. Of the five textile plants, three of them are no longer in existence. Chip and La Crosse Hosiery Mills, operated by the Katzenmoyer family at East Flat Rock. Green River Mills, operated by the Boys family and later sold to J.P. Stevens. It's now used primarily as a distribution center. And then there was Gray Hosiery Mills, operated by Charlie and James P. Gray. That building was bought by the city, and now the city is trying to sell the building at a bargain price to a group promoting a civic center. The other two textile plants back then, when WHKP signed on the air, was Balfour Mills, operated by the Smythe family and managed by E.A. Smythe III. It would later be sold to Kimberly Clark and is known by most folks today as Berkeley Mills, one of the largest industrial operations in the entire county. The other plant was operated by Dave Kemp, and most folks knew it as Diamond Brand Canvas Company, although it did also operate under another name, the New York Druck Cloth Company. Today, it still manufactures canvas products, but it's best known for the huge camping store that draws thousands of people to this area who are searching for the exact camping item that they do need. Back in 1946, Forrest Gardner ran a very small operation on Ash Street known as Advanced Thread Company. On Locust Street, George Fullerton ran Blue Ridge Cord Company, which would later become part of Wellington Puritan. Jim Duff managed the Burroughs Manufacturing Company on 3rd Avenue that made bedspreads, and Mrs. Ann Fullwood had on 7th Avenue East the Colonial Spin Braid Firm. Right across the street from the City Hall, Charlie Elliott ran another small operation, Coronet Manufacturing, which made yarns. Frank Adcox worked with him as plant manager. It's important that I tell you more about Coronet Imports, because from that Lilliputian operation came the establishment of Hendersonville's famed Michaelian Kohlberg Company, which manufactures custom-made wool rugs for virtually every embassy around the world. The plant is better known locally as Spinning Wheel Rugs, and among the unique products made was carpet for the aircraft carrier USS Independence in 1959. Before old carrier hands rise to argue about carpet in an aircraft carrier, this carpet made by Spinning Wheel Rugs was installed only in the captain's quarters, the quarters of the chief of staff, the flag officer's cabins, and the ship's staterooms. 2,026 feet of carpet was loomed, gray and beige for the flag officer's quarters, blue, black, beige, and natural for the chief of staff, and light and dark tan for the captain's area. Michaelian Kohlberg began operations here in 1941 out on the Asheville Highway with 25 employees. And in the beginning, the workers actually did hook rugs, exactly the same as some mountain women still do and still sell these products on the curb market. Later, the principal in the firm, Frank Michaelian, was able to acquire machinery which would do the same kind of quality handwork his custom rug operation had demanded. Mr. Michaelian was a graduate of Columbia University and minored in agriculture, so when he bought their home from Bobby Jones out in Haywood Forest, he put in his own elaborate grape vineyard as a hobby. Frank married the very lovely Lorna, the ex-wife of William Randolph Hearst. I remember seeing what may have been at one time a multiple garage that had been converted into an outdoor recreation and barbecue area. One wall was covered with photographs of Lorna, who herself had appeared in a number of motion pictures, along with various famous movie stars from Clark Gable to Gary Cooper. Another wall featured pictures of Frank McKaylian, he with heads of state like Nehru, of foreign ministers of most of the great countries of the world, especially in the Orient. When the Downtown Parking Corporation was seeking to acquire added lots for parking, Frank's two sisters still owned the old Coronet Manufacturing Building across from City Hall, and they were not interested in selling. They were anxious to lease the property for a number of years for income, and then they would transfer to the city for other valuable considerations. Attorney Frank Corner represented the McKaylians in that particular project. After McKaylian had built the main plant on North King Street, he needed more storage, and he acquired property on 7th and built a building there, where at that time King Street dead-ended into 7th Avenue. When King Street then would become the northbound leg of U.S. 25 through the downtown area, it was then necessary to curve King Street to the left to connect into Main Street in order to buy the new spinning wheel storage building. Spinning Wheel Rugs, or McKaylian Kohlberg, came to Hendersonville in 1941. It was managed for a time by Charlie Elliott, later by Grover Peace, and is operated today by descendants of the family, and still supplies exclusive custom carpets for the most prestigious buildings around the globe. Another memory of this seventh child, lucky enough to have been born here, the good sense never to leave, and with a job he's loved all his life. Sursum corda, as we approach the next 50 years.